This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, February 27th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, today is a special episode of the daily Go Birds pod because I'm sitting in the Indianapolis airport getting ready to leave the combine, and it is the quietest airport I've ever been in. So my voice is going to sound like I'm in a library, but I'm not in a library. I'm in an airport getting ready to leave Indianapolis, where the Eagles just had a very important few days at the NFL Combine. So let's get right into everything that happened. And there we go. That's going to be the downside of doing this. So it is going to be an interesting podcast as the airport sounds filter in throughout the back. So let us get into exactly what the last few days have been like, some of the latest news. I have some more Howie and Nick audio for you. I have a hysterical suggestion on the tush push, and then the NFL PA report card came out, and the Eagles did not do as well as you would have think. So enjoy this pod today. I feel like I have a very library voice going on right now between my voice being a little nasally and me being quiet. I really respect you listening to this one. All right, on the schedule for today, nothing. The Eagles will still be at the combine. There'll be no media availability. They'll continue to meet with players, meet with agents of their free agents, agents of all their players, honestly. Like, I think there are a lot of players, as Howie insinuated, the offseason might not look like what we think it's going to look like. And what that means is he is talking to the agents of players right now that we're probably not thinking about. So it'll definitely be an interesting next few days for the Eagles. And then I think next week is when you will really start to see the result of the combine take place, whether that's a Zach Bond deal that I think will happen soon, whether that's potentially players being released, trades. Next week will be a week where you see everything that happens that was the result of a combine. Also, I feel like I have a very NPR voice going on right now. So between my voice and James' voice, this is probably the most soothing voice you'll ever hear. So let's get right into it, because there is a piece of Howie audio I wanted to play for you guys that I didn't get into yesterday on the Daily Pod, and that is Howie talking about early extensions. So here's Howie Roseman talking about giving extensions early, the lack thereof of not giving extensions.
Yeah, I think obviously you got to find the happy medium towards making sure the players are fairly compensated and feeling good about it, and at the same time doing it early enough so you can try to save some cap room, because every time you save some cap room and then you compound it by signing another player, it gives you an opportunity to add other players. And I think it's really important for us to try to identify the guys that we want as quickly as possible and be confident in those evaluations. Not saying we're always going to be right. I think doing that allows you to start the proration a little bit early, which saves some cap room.
So this is something I've been thinking about a lot over the last few days, because as the Eagles enter free agency, they're they have the four guys that are, well, four or five guys that are big time, obviously, free agents. Zach Bond, Becton, Milton Williams, Isaiah Rogers, and Josh Sweat. And the reason they have so many key players that are going to be free agents is because Howie did not give any in-season extensions. Now, this is not something Howie always used to do. If you remember, that was that one year where he gave Jordan Mailata in-season extension. I feel like maybe Landon was one, maybe not. But he had the year where he gave a few players the in-season extensions. I remember being in the Eagles auditorium in the season as they talked about it. And, you know, that was the path he took that year. Since then, if you remember in 2022, he did this, which is he didn't give any extensions in season. As a result, Kaiser White, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Marcus Epps, TJ Edwards, those guys all became free agents as we are now looking for a Dallas customer. Hopefully they find him, although a Cowboys fan, I would assume. So maybe as an Eagles fan, you hope that if it's a lost hat or something, he doesn't find it. But regardless, the fact Howie's not been giving in-season extensions is a result of doing that. And I think what he thinks is that because maybe like if you give extensions in season, some players won't like it. Maybe the locker room won't handle it well, that this guy got paid, but the other guy didn't get paid. And that's why he does it. But I think that's a little bit of an overreaction and potentially some flawed thinking from Howie Roseman. Now, look, I think right now with where the Eagles are at, you could certainly argue, you know, going against anything they do is bold. They're a great franchise. They win all the time. They're Super Bowl champions. So I understand, like, I don't think Howie's making a dumb decision. But I guess my advice to Howie, if he were to ask me, and who knows, maybe one day when I'm a GM, he will, is I know maybe the 1 year, the in-season extensions didn't turn out great in terms of maybe how the locker room reacted, but it's a bit dangerous to continually let guys on one-year deals or going into the final year of their deal hit the open market. Like, I know you have to think about the locker room and like if you pay one linebacker, how does the other linebacker pay? If you pay one offensive lineman, how does the other offensive lineman feel about it? But ultimately, they cannot continually allow guys to hit free agency after having big years. If they would have signed Zach Bond back in week 4 or 5, they probably would have gotten him at a discount as opposed to now. If they would have signed Mekhi Becton out of training camp, they probably would have gotten him considerably cheaper than they would now. And I understand there is a benefit to waiting. Guys could get hurt. You want to make sure that they are actually, you know, the player that they've shown for the first beginning part of the season. But for so many years, this team excelled by signing young players early. And I know that's something they still do. Cam Jurgens likely will get signed this offseason at the first opportunity. And that's a positive because if he has another all-pro season, if you let him hit free agency, then you're really talking about a lot of money. So they still do a good job of getting guys signed relatively early. But one thing Howie has done a lot of recently is signed 1 year like free agent veteran guys. And I mean, Patrick Robinson, another example, right? And if you're going to be taking these like lottery ticket swings on players, then I think you have to bend your rule a little bit on signing them in season. Otherwise, you're continually going to be put in this position. And this position is a number of key players hitting the market for you. You're juggling a lot of things at once. You're paying, overpaying likely for the guys that you do resign, because when you pay in free agency, you're almost always overpaying. So I do think Howie's obviously good at his job, and I think that he and Nick have a good read on the locker room. But I do think like there is a risk to continually to sticking with this policy of not paying in season. So it's just something I think to consider moving forward. We'll see how many one-year free agents they end up with this upcoming season and whether it's something he adjusts, maybe losing, you know, 3 or 4 of them. I think it'll only be 3. I don't think they'll lose Zach Bond, but it does complicate things. So just something to consider moving into next year, and we'll see if Howie changes how he handles that. So next up, Nick Sirianni was asked about Parks Frazier, the new passing game coordinator. He has not been announced yet, so you can hear Nick a little bit, you know, kind of hesitate to talk about that. But here is Nick Sirianni talking about Parks Frazier.
Parks, we're excited to add Parks. You know, a little bit, you know, we'll get you guys that information when the time is right. Just a phenomenal football coach that's obviously worked himself up in a very short amount of time because of his phenomenal work ethic, his football IQ, his ability to teach players fundamentals, and his ability to help with schemes. And he's been with a lot of different, you know, he obviously started with us in Indianapolis. You know, obviously went with Frank to Carolina, and then was able to add to the Dolphins this year and be around a great mind like Mike McDaniel and his staff. So, and he's just so hungry to continue to get better. And so really excited about adding him to that staff and the things that he'll bring to our offense and to our scheme and to our ability to coach the players.
So we've talked about the Parks Frazier hiring a little bit on the pod, me and James, as we've talked about the Kevin Petullo hire and, you know, that same time the Parks Frazier hire was reported. My only hesitation with the Parks Frazier hire, well, first let me talk about what I like about it. I like that he worked in Miami. I think Mike McDaniels is a bit of a fraud as a head coach, but I do like that it's a different offensive system. He was there. I asked Mike McDaniels about Parks Frazier this week at the Combine, and he said very good things about Parks Frazier. He said that, you know, he is someone that is ready to have more responsibility on his plate, and he is somebody that, you know, he basically let go because he thought it was ready for, he was ready in his career to have more of a responsibility in his relationship with Nick. So I like that he spent time there. I do like that he has experience calling plays. He's not going to call plays with the Eagles. That'll be Kevin Petullo. But I do like that he has at least experience doing it. And, you know, I think sometimes he was, what, 31, I think, when he did it. When you're thrown into the deep end like that in a tough situation with Jeff Saturday as a head coach, the Colts were floundering. I do like the idea of him getting that life experience. So I like that about him. I like that he does have a tie to Nick. The fact that he's worked with Nick, he knows how to work with Nick. I think those are all positives. But what I really hope, and Nick insinuated this a little bit, I think he was just kind of using it. I don't think it's like a backbone philosophy of their offseason. But Nick talking about how Parks Frazier could be their new idea guy, I don't love. Like, I like that he can bring new ideas to the table. But I, like, when they brought Kellen Moore in for new ideas, Kellen Moore had 5 years or whatever it was of offensive coordinator experience calling plays. Like, he was extremely qualified to come in and kind of like navigate this Ferrari of an offense on what some new ideas could be. I don't know if Parks Frazier is there yet. Now, again, 33 years old, already far along, like obviously an impressive guy, but I really hope that their plan to like add wrinkles to the offense is not going to solely come from the mind of Parks Frazier. I do think they will meet with different coaches throughout the offseason. Nick insinuated that, whether it's meeting with college coaches, maybe coaches who used to be in the league but aren't. Like, I do think there are benefits. I do think there are benefits to doing that. But ultimately, their decisions on coaching, I think it has to come from Nick and Petullo now. And that is the worry of promoting from within. So excited to eventually get a chance to talk to Parks Frazier, see what some of his philosophies are. But I do have some concern about him being the idea guy in this situation. All right, next up. So since the tush push has been such a big topic of conversation, everyone in the world has an opinion on it. And I don't know if you guys remember, but do you remember the comedian Tosh.0? I feel like growing up, he was super, super popular. Hopefully he's, you know, still doing well. I haven't heard anything about him for like 10 years. But he had a really funny take on the tush push. And maybe it's because I'm feeling a little sick, but I thought it would be such a funny idea. So here's Tosh.0's idea on what the Eagles should do about the tush push.
This is what I want Philly to do. If it's so effective, do you know how many yards they actually average when they do the tush push, Eddie?
It's like three.
About 3 yards. What's 3 times 4, Eddie?
Exactly. We're at 12.
That's 12. That's more than a first down. So why aren't they doing the tush push on first down, second down, third down, fourth down, just every single play, the entire game? You do that for one game, every play of the tush push. And not only will the rule get changed, but it will be the single greatest football game in the history of the NFL.
Would love to see it.
Every play, tush push, the whole way. Just up and down the field. I just think it would be amazing.
So obviously, you know, I think it's unlikely they would do this, but could you imagine a world where they line up against the Packers next year and every single play they run the tush push? Like, and they just throw the game. Like, let's say they don't need it, or let's say it's, you know, week one, or like, it would just be hysterical to watch the Eagles line up after the Packers tried to ban it and win the game like 6-0, or win the game like 6-3, and just see what the Packers would do, or frankly, what the refs would do if they just continually ran the tush push. Like, killed clock, hope that they got enough yardage, push Jalen time and time again. And that would be the reason they wouldn't do it, is because of Jalen and his health. Like, there's just not a, you know, you probably don't want him doing it 40 times in a game. But it would be hysterical to see. And I low-key kind of hope they do it. I think it would be so, so funny after the Packers threw a fit this offseason about the tush push to watch the Eagles just tush push their way up and down the field against the Packers. So that would be hysterical. I don't think it will happen, but we will see. So on the other side, we are going to dive into the NFLPA report card. That it's now the third annual year they have done this, and not going to lie, it was a surprisingly concerning for the Eagles. So on the other side, we'll dive into that. But first, a word from our sponsors.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So if you've listened to this pod for a while, and really if you've listened to this pod over the past 2 or 3 months, you know that I think very highly of the Eagles as a franchise. I have a unique perspective in the way that I get to be in the NovaCare. Now, I'm not in every room in the NovaCare. Only certain portions are open to the media, but I interact with the Eagles quite a bit. You know, I see their facilities. I interact with staff. Like, I think I have a pretty good read on the Eagles as a franchise. And I would tell you, I think they're one of the best run franchises in the league. And I also think if you were to ask any national reporter or whoever, you know, subsection of the NFL you wanted to ask, the Eagles would be on the top of their list in terms, or near the top of the list of like well-run franchises. So that's why it was surprising to me when on Wednesday, the NFLPA announced their third annual player report card. So essentially what this is they poll players on the team for every team around the league on different things like the facilities, the locker room, the training staff. And the Eagles have always done pretty well. I believe last year they were fourth out of 32 teams in the overall ranking, which is funny when you consider they were coming off one of their worst years in a while. But so the report card came back out. And the Eagles, despite winning the Super Bowl, dropped all the way down to 22nd. Now, obviously, winning the Super Bowl doesn't impact these rankings. These rankings are done, I believe, like midway through the season. But still, the Eagles falling from 4th to 22nd, very surprising. And what's surprising is just some of the things that hurt them. So the treatment of families, they were given a C- and ranked 27th out of 32 in that category. And so here's what the report card says. It says, the Eagles are one of three teams that do not provide daycare during home games. They do provide a family room during home games. Players rate the postgame family area a 7.6 out of 10, ranking them 14 out of 32. So the family area, they did well. But the players feel the team organizes family events only a couple times a year, which ranks 28 out of 32. It's just surprising for an organization that I believe has a good moral compass for how much Nick values family. I mean, think how much Nick has brought up family this year and how players are family and how family is important for them to get a C minus on treatment of families and rank 27th out of 32. That was very, very surprising to me. Another area they did not do well was the locker room. They got a D+. They were 25th out of 32. And it says that 73% of players feel they have enough room in their individual lockers, a ranking of 22 out of 32. And 57% of players feel the locker room size is adequate, ranking 28 out of 32. So this one, I feel like I have some good inside knowledge on, because I am in the locker room all the time. I can't speak to like how the families are treated. I would just take the Eagles players' word on that. But I would agree with them on this. Like, the Eagles locker room is fine, but you see pictures and videos of other locker rooms around the league, and they just look nicer. There's way more space. The Eagles is very congested. Like, they have, you know, I think it's whatever, 53 lockers or whatever it might be on the sides. And then in the middle, they have the practice squad lockers. So I would say the whole thing from side to side is maybe 25 feet, like the width of it. So when you consider the lockers, the middle lockers, the big humans, because they're athletes, the media, not as big of humans, but still in there, like, it definitely gets very, very congested. You also see things in other locker rooms, like TVs in the locker and like stuff like that. The Eagles don't really have any of that. So I don't think their locker room's like a D+. Like, I would probably disagree with that a little bit, but I do agree with the players when they say the locker room is not like state of the art at this point. So next up, they got an F in team travel. That was 30th out of 32. Only 43% of the Eagles players believe they have a comfortable amount of personal space on team flights, ranking them 30 out of 32. And the players feel that their team's travel schedule is not very efficient, a rank of 26 out of 32. Players feel they should get first-class seats on team flights instead of the coaching staff. That's interesting. And it's also interesting because I believe last year the Eagles ended up not grading well on team travel. You'd think that's something Jeffrey would address. I know when they flew to Brazil this year, they put a lot of work into making sure the players were comfortable on the plane there. But according to the players, at least, it seems that did not transfer over to the other trips they had to do this season. The first class seats thing seems like a tough one. Like, I don't know how you would do that. You can't have a plane full of first class seats. You could argue the captains get first class seats. I could see why, if you're a player, maybe you're like, why is the assistant special teams coach or whoever it might be getting a first class seat? But yeah, so I do think this is something Jeffrey's going to have to work on. I don't think finishing that low on it, I would imagine he'll put more into it. The other one that's interesting, the head coach got an A-. 93% of Eagles players feel their head coach is efficient with their time, and the players feel that Sirianni is moderately receptive to locker room feedback on the team's needs, ranking him 18 of 32. And then the ownership got a B. Jeffrey Lurie's average rating for perceived willingness to invest in the facilities is 8.5 out of 10. And the players feel Lurie moderately contributes to a positive team culture, 13 out of 32. And the players feel that Lurie is extremely committed to building a competitive team, a rank of 11 out of 32. So, you know, I think all teams certainly got areas they need to improve on. Like, the Bengals cafeteria got like ripped to shreds. Like, so I think the Eagles definitely need to work on the travel thing. This is the second year in a row the players are telling them they don't really agree with how the travel is. And I think that, you know, this family daycare thing seems to be a pretty easy fix. So overall, I still believe, despite that, that the Eagles are a very well-run franchise. I think Lurie does care about the players. He does care about the facility. And hopefully this can just be positive feedback for him to go and fix it. So thank you guys for listening to one of the more unique Go Bird Daily Pods I've done. I've done them from Brazil. I've done them from all over. A quiet airport in Indianapolis with a little bit of a cold. Now that's an interesting podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.